So if you really want to know, you have to listen to your heart. If you really want to plug in, then you have to plug into what your heart tells you. And that really means feeling it. That includes actually letting yourself feel whatever needs to be felt. And that isn't always pleasant either. That isn't always easy either. The feelings may be difficult. The feelings may include feelings of loss, feelings of grief, feelings of shame. You'll feel more vulnerable, no question. Whether the feelings are thought to be good or thought to be bad, either way, you'll feel much more vulnerable. You'll be much more vulnerable. You'll be much more permeable. Things will affect you more. That's not easy. That can become an ordeal. Staying open and listening to your heart can be the hardest ordeal you've ever gone through in your life. So when I say follow your heart, listen to your heart, I'm not just saying a nice little phrase. I'm saying let truth move you, because you have, absolutely, there's nobody in this room who doesn't have a very well-developed capacity to hear the truth within them. I looked at who's here, there's not one person who doesn't have that. But do you trust it? Are you willing to actually allow it to make some decisions, to actually inform your actions, to actually change something from how it is now? Because if you allow it, that's what it will do. But it'll be more in the right decision than any decision your mind can make. It'll be more in the proper direction for you than any direction your mind can choose. I'm not saying don't use your mind. I'm not saying don't consider and think about things. I'm saying listen to your heart first. Always bring in that aspect, because that's the bigger likelihood for clarity. The real knowing is always heart knowing. Everybody knows this who's at least reached the age of 20. But most of us don't trust it. We don't want to take a chance. It isn't safe, and it really isn't safe. You might do something you wouldn't ordinarily do. You might say something to someone you wouldn't ordinarily say. All I'm suggesting is that the risk is well worth it. That when you follow your heart more, when you follow that inner knowing more, something opens that can't open any other way. Something flows through you that wouldn't flow through you otherwise, that plugs you in a very direct way, more than anything else can that I'm familiar with. And you start to develop the ability, the second sense, to recognize it in a more subtle way. You start to feel subtle feelings that you may never have felt before. Some people experience it as, you know, there's that famous phrase, a still small voice. Some people actually hear a voice. It doesn't mean they're psychotic. It doesn't mean they've lost their mind. They actually hear it in the form of words. It comes to people in different ways. Or it's felt. It's simply a bath of feelings that washes over you, either very powerfully or very subtly, far in the background. But you can key into it.